guys, I'm Lydia.
Hi, I'm Jesse.
And I'm Adam. Let's talk Hoya.
Hey y'all, welcome back to Hola. Let's Talk Hoya.
Hello friends.
Wow, my southern really came out. Hey y'all.
Hey y'all. Okay.
It lives in Louisiana for like a minute.
I was actually born there, so I'm considered a Southern Belle.
Sure.
Is that all it takes?
Apparently.
Wow. Shout out to our roasting session.
Okay, so today we are jumping deep into a species spotlight, which we haven't done since last year.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, but... Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so beloved Hoya versus DGI, which I feel like we've been talking about for a little while because Adam was waiting for his to bloom. And, you know, has a cute little story behind it. And it's one of those plants that we really enjoy. So we thought it would be fun to talk about it and all of the, you know, scientific stuff, but also our experiences and kind of go over that with you guys.
Yes.
And so Hoya versus DGI, though. I feel like this one was one that Jesse was really excited about because the foliage is so large.
Yeah. This is all me right here.
Yeah, it was big and veiny.
Hoya versus DGI. The moment I saw her, I knew. We had to be together. It was love at first sight.
Who did you get it from? It was from Darius.
I got it from Darius. And Darius, shout out. We've mentioned you in like two or three episodes at this point. He is a local grower who sometimes grows his Hoyas outside. Hoyas outside. And he posted it on one of the local sale places for $50. And I was like, I can afford it, but I'm just going to kill it. But then I remembered I'm friends with the Hoya King, who won't kill it.
You know what? That thought process definitely wasn't like, but it was definitely like, Adam can keep it alive.
Yeah. But yeah, no, she's big leaf. She's veiny. And she's got these cute little ruffles. So I definitely think it's like a must have in every collector. Like... collection.
Every collector collection. I love it.
Yeah,
she's definitely unique.
Yeah, it's kind of like a less complicated undulata to me. No? Yeah. Do you guys see it?
I mean,
bigger leaves, more pizzazz,
wavy.
Undulate leaves, yeah.
So, Adams is thriving.
Well, I mean, I don't know about that. I haven't had a new leaf in a while.
What happened to yours, Jesse? When was it that we acquired this plant? Like 2 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what happened to yours? How's it doing?
Let's just say she no longer suffers the horrors of this timeline. She has moved on. She's in Hoya heaven. She really tried.
You know what? Your plant username should have been Hoya heaven.
Yeah.
There is a girl who has that, I think.
Oh,
Kenny?
Hoya Haven.
Oh, Hoya Haven. Okay, yeah. But a haven is not heaven.
Well.
Very different things. Yours would definitely be Hoya Heaven.
Or Hoya Cemetery, Graveyard.
Yeah. Or Hoya Hell, you know. However you want to interpret it. I feel like it's very subjective.
Anyway. Yeah, no, mine died actually pretty quickly. I got like two new leaves, and then after that... let's go ahead and blame pests because that was before I like took care of mites and all that pizzazz. So yeah, she died, but you know what? This here is it's my stepchild, grandchild. I don't know what to call it, but
the ongoing story always is the plant lives on because Adam continues to have it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need it to grow some more leaves though. Or I think I probably need to put it in a different, like a bigger pot. I think it needs an up pot.
Really?
I mean, it's been in a 3.5 inch, 4 inch for a while.
Mm.
And those roots are thick.
Mm. Mm.
So you think like that's why it's not filling out, or you just think it's just you're gonna repot it to kind of like finalize?
No, I mean I think it needs to be in like a final Yeah.
It's final resting. Well, not it's final growing place. Yeah,
like it's final thriving.
Home. Yes. It's, yes. Forever home. There we go.
I think we can step it up to its forever home.
Yes. Yeah, I love that.
But yeah, it's a unique one. Lydia, you don't love it.
I don't.
When you first saw it, you thought it reminded you of like a green mealybug.
Yeah. It's still not my favorite.
Do you have pieces?
Yeah, I have one. But it's not my favorite.
Yeah.
I feel okay. So the way that it grows is very unruly. The leaves just kind of like point in whatever direction it wants.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing that kind of catches me off guard. Because there's like some plants where if it's like facing, like if the light is facing in one direction, all the leaves will face that direction. Mm-hmm. And then it looks so pretty.
Like kind of, this one kind of does that.
Yeah. But then there are some plants where that's not the case.
And this is one of them.
Yeah. And that's the only thing. It just looks unruly.
It does. Yeah, but I would agree.
Yeah. That's the only thing about it. But otherwise, like individually, like each leaf is gorgeous. It's beautiful. They're big, they're wavy, they're slightly pubescent. Like, there's a lot to love about the plant itself.
Yeah. I would say they're majorly pubescent. Like, they're, like, almost to the level of fuzzy.
Yeah, they for sure are. They're especially like, when they're first.
Have you gotten close to that?
Yeah, I have one. Oh. It's, like, less than a Thompsonii.
Less than the hairier Thompsonii.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's still, yeah, it's got a good amount in there. Mm-hmm.
The petioles of those leaves are so thick compared to the stem.
They really are.
Like, that's one thing I noticed about that is that the petioles really get thick.
What is the petiole?
The like the little part that attaches the foliage to the stem.
Yeah, okay. Where the leaf meets the stem.
Like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cute. It is pretty thick.
Yeah.
Now that I'm checking her out.
Okay.
So it's currently 7:13 in military time. That's 1913, and that is the year that this Hoya was discovered.
Wow!
Really?
Yeah, by a Dutch botanist.
Really?
¿Cómo se llamaba? What was their name?
Thank you, Doug Chamberlain, for your vermal. the last name is Verstige.
Oh, weird! I would have never guessed that.
Well, but not all of them work like that, though.
No, yeah.
But it's G Verstige. They didn't care to say what his first name was. It was irrelevant because it didn't match the name of the plant. You know what's crazy, though? That this Hoya wasn't published until 2017, though.
It wasn't?
Mm-mm. First publication of this Hoya is in 2017 by Nathalie Simonson and Mikkel Rada.
Oh, Mikkel and Nathalie.
Which is really interesting that it took, like...
So how can a plant be discovered or like first be like talked about in 1913 and not be like, I don't understand that.
But maybe it's like the case, like, cause there's a lot of Hoya that definitely haven't been published yet, but like they're still in circulation and like they change name when they get published and like,
true,
or like the name sticks, like it just takes time for them to be published. But I'm actually surprised that this one took so long.
Yeah.
But also the interesting thing is that I feel like Verstigii didn't hit the market until like pretty like less than 5 years.
I feel like pandemic.
Like it didn't become super popular to be able to buy until like just a few years ago, I feel like. So that's also always interesting to me.
Oof. It's such a weird flower that I'm like surprised that they did classify it in the Hoya. You know,
it is a really interesting flower.
But I don't know Hoya, how I feel just about like, it. Hoya.
We can post a photo of the one that you took a picture of.
Yeah. Hoya so in general just have like a vastly different characteristics in their flowers. But like, I don't know. Someday I'm like, I wonder if they're going to reclassify.
Yeah, because those flowers are, they're cool. They look like, you know what they remind me of? You know, the toy crane.
Mm-hmm.
Machine, the little hands that are in the toy. No, it's not a crane. You know what I'm talking about?
The claw.
Yes, 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 yes. The claw.
The claw.
That's what it looks like. It looks like the claw coming down in the little toy machine, but there's like a whole umbel of them, you know?
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
But the middles are fuzzy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And very long. So like, I think that the the part of the, like, the corona is deep down at the bottom of that, like, trumpet of, because I did cut one open.
You did. Yeah, I remember you did. I mean, you have been waiting for it for such a long time. Of course you have to, you know? Okay, but we'll post a link of the actual publication, but it's in the contribution to a revision of Hoya of Papuasia by Nathalie Simmons and Mikkel Rada from 2017.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of fun ones in here. There's like 10 new species, there's subspecies, new combination, and then Verstigii was one of the ones that was listed on there on page 46.
So it grows in Papuasia area.
It's very specific to one area. So it's very specific to growing in New Guinea, in West New Guinea, and growing primarily in a wet tropical biome. And part of me wonders, like, my Verstigii is very slow growing. It's never grown super fast for me. And I almost wonder if it would grow better in a humid environment.
Probably.
I feel like you should test that out, Lydia. Because it's true. After reading this. You grow Hoyas fast, Adam. And it's not like bushy full. It's grown.
Yeah.
Especially vines. Viney, the vines. But yeah. What? Is vines not the right
no,
word?
No, you're left. Vine.
Oh, my bad. Especially the vines, it's grown. But, like, it's not filled out and, like, luscious. Like, you know, 99% of your Hoya are.
I mean, I have definitely taken lots of chops of it.
Hmm.
And, like, cut. Because it puts out a big runner and then the leaves die. But I think it's probably a humidity thing.
Mine does that too. It'll put out a huge runner and I'll even give it support. And you'll see like
four or five leaves.
And then it doesn't and ever. All of a sudden and then it just dies back.
Yeah.
Which is really interesting and I hate it.
Yeah. Which is so interesting. I hate it. Thank you. I hate it.
There was a lot of passion in that hate.
Can I tell you one thing that I don't like about it? Yes. I don't love the woody stems and how they, the texture of them.
Oh.
I don't know what it is because it actually is.
It is very woody.
Like tree bark almost. Yeah,
it really is. But it literally says that is the locality. There's no other localities that are listed.
So
it
grows in like wet.
It literally says recorded from a single moist. Locality in Papua.
Wow.
And so I do wonder, like, I wonder if you put it in humidity, if it would grow way better. I'm going to try it.
You have a tents, right?
I have the
cabinet.
The cabinet, yeah. I can put it in there and see how it does. So I think I might go ahead and try that. But like we said, this Hoya, big leaves, pubescent. It has... like the wavy texture on the edge of the leaves. And it's very, very pretty, especially if you like pubescent large leaved Hoya. This is definitely a good one for you.
Yes.
As far as it goes, like if you're growing it, I know like Adam, you have yours on a trellis. I also have mine on a trellis. It is considered a climber. So definitely not one that you're trying to like grow as like a trailing plant. So give it some kind of support. And I think, I don't know, mine always just grows best in the areas where it like can wrap around the trellis. And so I think it really does need that support in my opinion,
sure. Yeah.
Especially like how large the leaves get. So would definitely recommend to have some kind of a trellis or something, but the blooms, yours finally bloomed.
Yeah. It's, I have a spur or whatever you want to call it. That is like, over an inch long on that thing, which is
do you, know, you?
It's inches long, and that's like where your Hoya blooms from, and then as it like blooms and stops, it kind of creates that long whatever. Mm-hmm. I call it a spath or a spur. I don't know where I heard that one day. It's stuck in my head. It's wrong, but
yeah, because we've had this conversation, yeah. And then we found the right word, and then that was the one time we were able to use it, and we can't think of it again. Yeah. So again, this is, you know, we're not scientists, so.
Yeah. So it would like try to bloom, but never did. And the peduncle's quite long on it. And then just, what was that? Was that like?
last month.
March, right? Mm-hmm. It started budding up bigger than, like, it, they had gotten further than they had ever gotten. And they finally successfully bloomed. Like, that wild times.
Amazing.
I was obsessed with watching that thing. I checked on it. I've never checked on a Hoya that often to, like, figure out and to watch it bloom. But I'm also doing that with that Lithophytica right there. And there's one bloom that popped open.
Your Lithophytica's blooming?
Yeah, like, all over.
That's crazy.
I just looked over and I almost screamed. God. But I realized this is a Verstigii moment. So.
Okay, but I was going to mention that I did literally the exact same thing with my Piestolepis. Because I have it, so it's on one end of the shelf, and then the vine went all the way across and wrapped around another trellis at the end, other end of the shelf. And so there's just this vine that just goes all the way straight across, and I was gonna undo it and move it, and then I noticed the peduncle, and I've never gotten a peduncle on this plant, and I was like, I must leave it. So there's just this peduncle, like, you can just see it smack dab in the middle of the shelf, just dangling there. And the field of view is, like, right from my desk. So if I, like, just move my head a little bit past my computer, like, you can see it.
Yeah.
And I could just see it budding up. And there are these, like, pink buds that, like, started blooming. And they just got bigger and bigger. And I would just sit there and just watch him, like, every single day. And they finally opened.
Yeah.
But anyway, yes, this is a Verstigii episode. I just had to say I was very excited.
I'm happy for you. So exciting.
Were
you trying to pollinate it?
No, I just cut it off because it looked cool.
Okay.
Like, the thing is, the lighting, terrible, because I can't move it. Because in the time that the buds budded up, now that vine is not only on the trellis of that plant, but it has also gone over to another plant that is trailing onto a trellis that's on my wall, and now it's onto the wall, so I can't undo it at all.
It's like a spider web of Hoya.
It is. So then I got stuck with just wherever it is where it's going to be.
I needed to look at the Piestolepis, because I feel like we've talked about that for so, like, because is that when we were like, I need the Praetorii, and you're like, I got the Piestolepis.
No, you, oh, I have a Phylura.
Can we not have this conversation for a third time?
Anyway.
Okay, no, so I just wanted to point out real quick that in our post that we did as official botanists, we called that section of the peduncle or the flower the spur.
Oh, spur.
So that perfect. Must be.
Was that the image that person stole?
Yeah. The one that was recently
stolen. Randomly came across that on vacation.
I didn't see it because it was removed by the time I saw it.
Because I sent a message. It was like, you stole our photo and our information.
But they did it in Spanish, right?
Yeah.
They like added, I don't even know that those are real Spanish words.
They replied back to me in something Spanish, but I didn't know what it said. And I was like, whatever.
Oh, no. It was like a Brazilian or Portuguese. Yeah.
I mean, it would have been fine if they just tagged.
I got real racist. I was like, Jesse, what does this say?
I was like, what is this?
She's like, that's not Spanish. And I was like, shit.
He was like, oh, excuse me for being racist. And me right now, that wasn't even real Spanish.
I remember one time my coworkers and I went to Lily's Market. And Lily's is not a Korean market. It's like primarily like a Chinese, I think, based market. And we walk in and there's these snacks and they're like, Lydia, what does this say? And I was like, plum candy. And they're like, oh, is this Korean? I was like, no, you dodo bird. It literally says plum candy on the tag where it says the price.
And also, I don't speak Chinese.
I didn't call him a dodo bird. I very kindly was like,
yeah, that's too mean. Dodo bird, how dare.
I very kindly was like, no, I don't know what that says, but it says plum candy right there.
If it was in her old like job, she would be like, no, it's on the sign.
No, actually, yeah, because that was like 22-year-old Lydia.
Yeah, I knew that Lydia. She would be like, oh no, sweetie. It says plum candy on the sign. No worries. Ha ha. Yeah. Hola, Hoya friends. So we launched our Patreon, aka Peduncle Pals. It's been a joy connecting more with all of you, chatting in our Facebook group, and sharing more behind the scenes through our exclusive Patreon episodes every month. We're blown away by your support, and we're so grateful for every one of you that is joining us on this club. You can subscribe through our Patreon link through our Instagram bio, episode descriptions, or show notes. See you there.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I love that for you. I love that your CGI bloomed. Mine had developed a peduncle before yours, and that peduncle is still just
Is it growing like a spur?
Like, it, there have been two times where it's budded up, but like, you know how like it buds up like just the tiniest bit and then they just fall off and you have little like dust particles basically on your shelf?
It reminds me of a mole, like one of those bumpy, not a mole, a wart. Because it just buds up enough to have little circles, like little cauliflower looking form. Yeah. And then it just dries up. Because mine, not my Versigi, but some of my Hoya have done that.
Yeah.
And I'm so, like, okay, you wart, get out of here.
That's all it's done. And I feel like that peduncle has been there for a long, like it mine developed too, pretty quickly. Like, yeah. I feel like I got that plant and then it put out like two sets of leaves and then I got a peduncle.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just been there, so.
Yeah, and I was reading on Doug's website, Vermont Hoyas, where he's like, I have not figured out like the trigger for this to flower.
Interesting.
And his flowered like mid-April. Mm. Mine was like mid-March, so maybe it's just a spring bloomer. But I do have the grow light set to like...
With like the temperature change, maybe?
I have the grow light set to like sun up, sun down, plus like an hour. So it's... The lighting changed inside and maybe that triggered it. Like maybe it just likes the long, like it goes from lower lighting to longer days and that's the trigger, but I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know because mine sits in front of a window. So it doesn't, it's not by a grow light and it's getting natural lighting. So I don't know if that affects it either. I'm just going to throw it in a cabinet and see what that does.
Yeah.
Like in like 75, 80% humidity. And we'll report back at some point.
And I think that it, like, I don't know. Mine's getting less cute under the bright grow lights. And I think if for the while it was in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I moved it out of the bedroom. And it hasn't really grown since then. I moved it out of the bedroom because I was, like, trying to keep my problem plants together. Or the ones that I needed to treat and stuff. Anyway. I might move that underneath. I might move that back.
Maybe do a re-experiment.
But it didn't bloom until it was out here. Like a,
So maybe it needs a little bit of shock or something. Maybe it is like a temperature change.
Yeah.
Because it's cooler in your bedroom and it's warmer here.
Mm-hmm.
Take it back to the bedroom and see what happens.
Yeah, he literally said that's what he was going to do. Oh.
But I do like the deep green of the leaves when it was getting like not bright light.
Yeah.
Which is a lot of the times why I don't love blasting Hoya because I do love that deep green foliage.
Yeah, opposed to like sun stress or chlorotic leaves. Yeah. But those blooms were really pretty. And I had read in the publication that it'll usually always give three or more flowers.
That beast has some thick roots. And I love that cutting because of those two leaves. They're just like so perfect.
Well, those roots are so pretty. Like they're like a lime green almost. Like Hoya root, that is the nice thing. Like when you propagate them in like a clear vessel, you get to like watch and see the roots because they're all so different, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, it is. It is very interesting to see the difference in like how Hoya roots are. And this one is one of my favorites, though, I would say. Like the roots of the Verstigii. They're just like furry and thick. Well, that one.
They are. That is crazy. Look at how fuzzy that is, Lydia. And tell me it's not like super fuzzy.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh. Freaking short ass arms.
And it's like a substantial root system. That's why I think I need to up-pot that one. Because if you look at that pot of this one, like the roots. Packed in there.
You know what it is? So the top is not as pubescent as the bottom, but the bottom legit feels like velvet, like yes. a crushed velvet pillow.
And when
that's what it is.
Oh, that I love that.
Right? Feeling. It's yeah. like a crushed velvet pillow almost. Yeah.
When they're growing little baby leaves, they're just like really furry. It's top heavy.
Same.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just felt soil everywhere. Holy shit. Okay.
Definitely lick it.
But yeah, anyway, I feel like, yeah, it's one of those Hoya where like every time I'm like watering it and caring for it, I'm like, you're so unruly. But then there's something about me that can never just not grow it.
Yeah.
Because it does feel like such a unique Hoya, and mine does have a peduncle, and if a girl is anything, she is persistent. So I must continue on and see what happens.
Yes. Yeah, because the flower smell too was just so good. Jasmine. Anyway, I'm just obsessed with that one. I do want to like try to force it to flower again. Like see if I can force it to flower.
Maybe if you move it to the bedroom. And then like a month later, move it back out.
Yeah. And just see if that does something.
Like the temperature change. Mm-hmm. And maybe that is what it is. Because if you think March here is probably like a similar weather to April in Vermont, as far as like temperature fluctuations.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking too. Like, so it feels like it's probably bloomed for the same.
Yeah. So I almost feel like it would be interesting to see if you move yours to your bedroom and then I move mine into a more humid environment. What would happen?
Yeah.
If anything, you know?
So I kind of want to pot that new cutting up and just like start a new plant. So maybe that'll be my bedroom versus TGI.
You could do that.
Yeah.
And then see kind of which one does better.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually nice.
It's the hard thing about the bedroom though is it's difficult to support the vines in a way that lets them. Because a lot of those Hoya are growing like up. Mm-hmm. It's like I almost need some sort of like cage hanging down to like clip the vines onto.
You need to get like support. The, like at IKEA, you know how they have the picture hanging little grids that they sell? Mm-hmm. What if you could hang them from the ceiling?
Yeah. And I've thought about we've talked about getting one of those here too, you know?
Yeah. Because I did a very ugly and poor version of that, and I just got a tomato vine growing one, and it's flat from like the garden store, and it's very ugly, but I just rested it between two shelves because the shelves on both sides, like I found a level where it's like the same level, and I just put it there to see what happens, and it's going crazy.
Really?
Like, wow. My plants are climbing up there. Like it's monster time. And yeah. Now they're reaching the ceiling.
Now monster time?
Well, now that it's reached the ceiling, now it's like, where they're are you going to go? Like
Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
It's the climb.
But they're doing good. So I'm like kind of excited about that.
Yeah.
So.
It makes me think of that like wall that Unsolicited Plant Talks had of the silver one. What was it? The silver dollar wall?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the only sad part now is like I'm looking to move soon. So I'm like, I can't be too like committed to this. But the next time I move, like I don't ever really want to move again.
Yeah.
So I really want to like commit to something nice to put there that I know will like work really well. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. But that is where I struggle in the bedroom just because that one is a vining one that you feel
that's
like
the only area you struggle in the bedroom.
Yeah. That one needs to have the support, you know, or else those leaves aren't going to do anything.
It's okay. We all need support.
That's why I have a push-up bra on.
Okay. But anyway. So. For CGI. Smash or pass, Jesse?
Smash. No lube, just smash.
Oh. Going in dry. Definitely smash.
Yeah, I think it's a must do in a Hoya Growers collection.
Do you love those flowers, though, Lydia, though? Because, like, those are very similar to flowers that I feel like I've heard you say before that you're like, ugh.
Yeah, like Telismoides and like stuff. Really not my favorite. But now I'm just determined that it must happen because the peduncle's there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I mean, okay. But it says a lot that this plant... I have not said very many positive things about, but I still have it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. The because whole time you're just like, I don't like it.
I know.
You're like, I don't like the leaves. I don't like the flowers.
I do like the, that's the only thing though. I do like the leaves itself. I just don't like how in totality the plant grows. It just grows unruly. And the blooms aren't my favorite, but there's still something to be said about this plant that like, I really still want to have it in my collection and I still do. So if anything... You know, I feel like that says a lot. So
yeah.
Yeah.
But
smash your pass, Lydia.
I don't think it's either for me. It's like real mid in the middle.
Oh my gosh. Ooh,
she's really mid.
She's really gonna mid this.
I think so. Okay. But anyway.
You're still keeping it though.
Yeah, I am still keeping it. I'm still gonna grow it. Because there is also something exciting about watching it grow. Because when it's first coming out, like it is so fuzzy and cute and the leaves get so big and there is something to be said about that. And so I still get enjoyment out of it. So I'm still going to grow it. But yeah, if anybody else has a Hoya Verstigia and wants to share it with us.
Yeah. I'm looking at Doug Chamberlain's and I know we've already mentioned him.
But it's unruly.
Yeah, it is really, it's not filled in. But his, like, exploded in flowers.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't bloom one. He bloomed, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 13. 13 flowers at once.
Okay, that is the other thing, is that it doesn't fill in completely. That also drives me a little bit crazy.
Yeah.
But maybe humidity is the key, though, because I just found this picture on Google. And it looks like it's in a grow tent. And look how filled in that plant is.
Ooh.
Which one?
The Verstigii. Look at how filled in it is.
That is full.
So maybe that makes a difference. I don't know. But anyway.
If Doug Chamberlain tosses this into the river, my heart will feel it at a distance.
I'm sure he probably already did.
Yeah, I was going to say, it probably has art. It's probably long gone. But
well, his last post, he said, who knows for sure. So the toxic... optimist in me is gonna say
there's no such this is toxic positivity.
No, well, I'm a toxic optimist now. I've changed positivity is not healthy, so I'm gonna go with optimism. It's alive and well in Doug Chamberlain's life.
Okay But anyway, yeah, share your first CGI with us. We'll write show notes for this and have links to Q if you're interested on finding more information, the publication from Rada and Simonson, and then a nice little photo courtesy of Adam from when his bloomed.
You guys said the person's full name was online, but Doug said it's Gerard.
Well,
Doug knows more than we do.
Yeah.
So that's why we have
Gerard.
You over there fact checking.
Yeah. Just know
what would he do without you?
If I'm online, I'm fact checking. I'm definitely not fact checking.
Well, thank you, Gerard, for going to Papua and finding this beautiful plant for us Hoya hobbyists to enjoy. Oh, yes. But Gerard's probably dead.
Likely.
R.I.P. 1943.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
Okay, and then there's one more thing I will bring up about Doug's. I know you're trying to close out the episode, but he calls the corolla infundibuliforum. Did you already say that?
No.
Pronounce it. He said the most unique feature of Hoya Verstigia is its infundibuliforum corolla.
Infundibuliform.
Can you guys spell that?
I-N-F-U-N-D-I. B-U-L-I-F-O-R-M.
L-I-I-F-O-R-U-M.
Well, in the publication...
Oh, so it's funnel-shaped.
...of like, the scientific journal.
So, like, this type of flower, or the flower that we were, like, sticking our noses in.
Yeah, the angel's trumpet flower shape. Extremely long tube like corolla.
It is a very long tube.
Infundibuliforum.
Yes. Ah. They were saying in the publication that because of the shape of the Corolla, of it being so long and narrow, like a tube, that it was confused for Hoya, not like as a Hoya, but like different plants in different genera. So. Yeah.
Different what?
Genera.
What does that mean?
Like different
generations?
No, like
genres.
Like a genus of.
Yeah.
Is that an actual word? Genera?
Yeah. G-E-N-E-R-A.
I've never heard it. I'm ESL though, so it's not you, it's me.
But it is similar to the flowers of like Hoya telismoides, which is the Hoya of the flowers that I really don't like. Not that it's about me, but I'm just saying. So it is interesting because like you had said.
Oh, I don't like those ones either.
They're a little creepy. They look like alien hands trying to suck your brain out.
Yeah.
They right? Look like
that's creepy, very specific.
It's like the creepy very starfish. Specific and I don't like it. Oh. No, I Wait, don't like
how
it.
How do you spell that? I know this is about Restigia, but.
T-E-L.
Okay, hold on.
O-S. M-O-I.
Okay, I got it.
D.
Google finished it up.
I mean, it's not even like that cute of leaves either. So.
Ew, and there's like purplish looking ones. So it those is definitely look like
starfish.
Like
they look yeah. like they look like scary starfish.
But it is interesting that you mentioned like I wonder like what the flowers like why you know it got but yeah I mean and they were saying also Hoya papachonii.
Okay.
Because mm-hmm. Hoya papachonii. Is very similar where it has like the more narrow like
tubular
corolla. It is very different.
I'm trying to figure out what pollinates that specific Hoya, the
probably hummingbirds
in the wild because of that because it has to go through that whole tube.
Yeah,
or mosquitoes. Mosquitoes have that like long needle type. Tongue.
Yeah, but mosquitoes don't like pollinate flowers.
Not on purpose.
I don't think even on accident.
Oh, they don't drink nectar.
You know, though, no. It could be one of those moths that look like a hummingbird that like.
Yeah. But I wonder if it does get pollinated like that,
or if it smell. If one of these, like maybe not the Restigia, but like the telismoides, what if it smells like a death flower, and then a mosquito thinks it's blood and pollinates it on accident.
Okay, but
solved world. You've just screw the bees. Let's use mosquitoes.
The thing that makes me say that whether or not it actually gets pollinated like that is because it like the publication said that there's no fruits and seeds observed.
Interesting.
So
maybe it doesn't actually.
Yeah, I don't know. Or maybe it was just the one that they were observing that was there that had no fruits or seeds in it, so they don't quite know, but.
Yeah.
You know, you just never know how that works.
You just never know.
Just never know.
It did taste very good, though, the bloom.
It is a mysterious thing.
Good to know.
Yeah. Because, like a honeysuckle, because it smells like a honeysuckle. It's like, it smelled like jasmine, it smelled like honeysuckle, but I remember growing up, my mom showed us how to, like, break the honeysuckle flower to pull and have the nectar on a drip. And that's what I did with this flower too. And the nectar was in there and it was tasty. Good? Yeah.
Dang. Look at you.
One. Okay. Adam, one.
Oh, also my Bella is in Adam, full bloom, Jesse, if one. You would like to make your tea again.
True. I'd have to dry them out. Full circle. I'll take some for my baggie.
Okay. But anyway, that was Hoya Restigiae. So hope you all enjoyed this.
Yeah.
And let us know if you have any comments, questions, or concerns.
Mostly just the concerns.
Or comments.
Just kidding.
Don't forget to head over to Instagram and give us a follow over there. We are at let's.talkhoya. And you can also follow us all individually on Instagram. I am at notdude.
I'm at thegreenplant.az.
And I'm at perritos y plants. Adios.
Año.
Bye.